We've been in conversation now for a few months with an organization you may have heard of called Battelle for Kids. Battelle is a nonprofit organization that does a lot of things. Well, actually, Battelle's a company. They have a nonprofit called Battelle for Kids, and it's part of their philanthropy effort to impact education in a positive way. One of the things that they've kind of carved out a specialty in is alternative pay systems for school districts. If you look at alternative pay systems, if you're thinking about what we once did or we currently do for TAP campuses, that's pretty similar to what we're talking about here, where we are having a merit pay system where we reward teachers based on student achievement and growth. That's kind of the crux of it, if you will. But it can be anything that we want it to be. In this conversation that we've had with Battelle, they are offering to us their services as a consultant firm. And over the next 15 to 18 months, they would work with us to look at the design of some sort of alternative pay system. You have a handout. It's got a green cover that's at your station.
But it would be tailor made for Brian.
It would be whatever we decided that it needs to be. We get a lot of feedback from principals, especially principals who are at historically hard to staff campuses, and they really feel like having some sort of incentive merit pay system would be to their benefit to be able to retain high quality teachers for long periods of time. They also are interested in us trying to do something with longevity pay just to hold people. Because their staffing levels, their turnover rate, and those kinds of things are more challenging for them. So they're very interested in this kind of thing. Excuse me. Essentially, the way this works is Battelle comes in and helps us with the design element. They don't have any preconceived notions. The first premise is that you fill a room full of teachers and you ask them, what do you want in an alternative pay system? And so we solicit their input, we educate them. There's a lot of self-study that is expected to be a member of this committee, and they become educated about what it takes to design such a pay system. And then through a series of factors of how much money, one, do we have to spend, what are our constraints, and then what are our absolutely have-to-haves versus what we think we might want. Once we boil it all down, we would have an end product that we would bring to you all as a board that would be an alternative pay system. It could be that you did something radical with the teacher salary schedule, or it could be that you don't touch the teacher salary schedule at all. In fact, you leave it intact as is and continue to give a salary schedule type pay system in conjunction with a payout system. There really are no definites with this, but as part of our board goals that we adopted, our district goals, one of the criteria you guys had mentioned a lot of interest in was investigating alternative pay systems. And so that's what we put together as a proposal on moving forward with that. And we wanted to share it with you today because it is so intertwined, if you will, with budget and salary. But in order for us to actually move forward with something like this, we would put this on the agenda as an action item in March.